This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. The claims made by Burnout are all 100% factual. We'll explain as we go along. All right. I read his stuff as often as I can. I've always read his stuff. He's a writer with over 1,000 articles at Ammo Land. He's a writer with over 1,000 articles at The Truth About Guns. His name is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir. We got Dean?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can. Yes, sir, I can. Yeah. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. So, anyway, how you been?
I am doing very well. It's an exciting time we live in. All kinds of interesting political stuff going on.
Yeah.
And this fall, lots of bear attacks.
Yeah. I want to take this moment, this opening segment with you, and I want to discuss with you. I'm going to make a kit for a grizzly gun. So, if I was a hunter, because I got a couple, you know, I've told you about my elk hunter friends that don't carry these things. They won't get out there and say, "Well, I'm trying to save some weight," so they won't carry a defensive weapon with them. You know, they're going to carry their black powder or their bow or whatever it is. So I want to put together something by which I can carry a gun into the wild with them to hunt elk. I'm thinking to begin with, I'm going to start with the Glock 20. Okay.
I think the Glock 20 is a good choice. It's a powerful firearm.
Yeah.
15 round magazine capacity. It's lightweight, and it's not too hard to shoot, although, to my mind, the grip is such that you need slightly larger than average hands to handle it real well.
Or some grip reduction, right?
Yeah, either one would work well.
Yeah.
I've often thought it would be good for Glock to come out with a 10 millimeter with a reduced grip and about a 10-round magazine capacity.
Right. So this one will have grip reduction. I'm going to turn it over to somebody. Now, I've seen some of these chest rigs that these guys wear. These like cross, they're not. I wouldn't call them a shoulder holster because the gun is actually on their chest. What do you think of those for a hunter?
I like them. I think they're a good idea. It keeps the firearm up where you can get at it very easily. You know, it isn't likely to be snatched off you or knocked off you. So I think they're a good idea. I like the chest rigs.
Would you recommend one over another?
No, I just haven't enough personal experience with them to recommend a particular chest rig. There seem to be several good ones out there, and they're becoming a bit more common and popular.
Right.
So anyone can go on the internet and start looking at the various ones that are available and reading the reviews. That's what I would do if I started looking at getting a particular one.
Right. So
another thing I'd suggest if you're going to have a rig like that is you might consider a lanyard for the pistol. Lanyards were very popular in the last century, and you could attach one to a shoulder strap or something like that. That way the gun won't be flying way far away. You know, if you attach it on your belt, it could end up down by your feet. But when people used lanyards when they were in mounted combat with revolvers, right, it often put them on the epaulet on the shoulder so that if it was dangling, it would dangle around your waist. And so I think a lanyard is not a bad idea for something like that. Keeps you from losing that gun when you're on a canoe in the middle of a deep lake, too.
Well, in the military, we use lanyards. When you drive an armored personnel carrier, my sidearm, I actually got issued a sidearm, and it was a 1911, and I wore a tanker's chest rig, which I would wear one of those now as my chest rig if I could find one, but I may have to go a little bit higher up on there. But the lanyard is a very good idea. And Glock actually has a hole in the grip for the lanyard, don't they?
Yes, they do. The ones that I've seen, and I haven't looked at the very latest model, has a hole for a lanyard. And, you know, it's not hard to make a lanyard, or you can buy them. They're commercially available. I used a lanyard when I was up in Alaska the last time, being concerned about having a pistol. At that time, I had a titanium Taurus 7-shot 357 that I carried with me, a 6.5-inch barrel.
Right. So for a load for a Grizzly pistol, for a 10-millimeter, what would be the best 10-millimeter load?
Yeah, well, that's a contentious issue. But there are several companies that offer high-performance loads, and I think they have the right idea of offering a fairly heavy bullet, about 200, 220 grains, in the neighborhood of 1,000 or 1,100 or even 1,200 feet per second. And any load like that, if it's of a hard lead bullet, which is the most common, will penetrate probably 3 feet of flesh. And that's what you need, something that'll penetrate, not skid off bone. You don't want something that's designed to expand and stop at about 12 or 13 inches of flesh like most of the man-stopper loads are designed for.
Right. Underwood make it one like that? Are they good? Are they good?
Yes, and then I think Buffalo Boar also makes one. So, and there may be another one or two out there that make bullets like that. And I tell the truth, I haven't looked at Corbon lately, but they used to have quite a few high performance loads.
Is Corbon putting out ammunition again? I heard the family sold Corbon.
It's been a while. I used to carry them extensively, but I can't say what has happened with Corbon lately, but I can probably find out in just a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm looking at this and I want to talk to you about a story I saw on Ammoland. I don't know. Maybe you wrote it. I don't know. Regarding the what's going on with bears. But, I mean, it seems like right now where you said it's a very exciting time because we have bears attacking and we have leftists seeming to attack every chance we get. So that's what I'd like to cover with you today, although I do want to talk about this bear thing that I saw the other day. And I'm going to look up some chest rigs and get your opinion of these. I still would really like to, but the problem is going to be finding one that would fit with a Glock because all of the tanker rigs that I use were all for the 1911.
Yes, I don't think you're going to find one of a military holster that's designed for a Glock 20.
No.
That's probably not going to happen.
Of course, I could always find a 1911 10-millimeter, but those are hard to find.
They're out there. I think you can find them. And you could probably find some kits to convert a 1911 to 10-millimeter, too.
Right.
And then there's others. But I like the Glock because they're so reliable. And they're light. They're very light compared to, steel-framed firearms.
Yeah. That comes in handy, doesn't it? Yes, it does.
It is. If you're going to be packing something all over the place, you don't want something that weighs 2 or 3 more pounds more than it has to.
Right. Right. So, anyway. Dean Weingarten is a writer. He is an instructor. He is an activist. You can find his stuff and a huge catalog at Ammoland.com, and you can find another huge catalog at The Truth About Guns. And he'll be right back, and I'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements. All in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways. Live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Let me tell you about this, Dean. My guest is Dean Wungarten. I tried the Burnout Mug the other day. I started the show. Show's 3 hours long. Or actually, I took the third hour and I started a cup of coffee. So it's an hour. We're looking at an hour. So initially, the coffee going in was 143 degrees. So the Burnout Mug took it down to 129 in like 60 seconds. And then over the course of the hour, it only lost 5 degrees of temperature.
Nice.
What do you think of that? That's pretty impressive.
I think that's great. Be great for a duck blind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just a trip, just traveling cross country or something. You have warm coffee. Have coffee the temperature you want it.
Yes, the whole time.
Sounds like good technology.
The only problem with it is
I wanted to mention about the bear and bullets is that something that's probably just as important as selecting a good bullet is studying the bear anatomy. I was reading a book about bear attacks, and somebody was complaining. He said, I shot that bear just above the right eye with a .357 Magnum twice, and it didn't penetrate the skull. Well, if you look at a bear anatomy above the right eye, there's hardly any bear skull there. It's all muscle and fur.
Right.
The eyes are – the top of the eyes are almost level with the top of the skull. So studying that anatomy so that you, when you shoot, you have a three-dimensional image of how the bear's anatomy is situated is very important so that you're not just shooting into non-lethal areas.
Hmm. So now with a bear's head, with a full-grown bear's head, say like a grizzly or a full-grown black bear, what size target are we talking about?
Oh, you're talking about not a very big target. The actual brain case on a bear like that, for a big grizzly, it might be the size of two fists held together, clenched. It's kind of narrow and long. It's not not spherical at all. And it's in between the eyes and below the level of the eyes generally. Of course, it depends on what angle the head is being held at. But
right.
There's quite a few pictures of bear skulls on the internet, and you can look at those. If you look at the actual skull, minus all the fur and the meat and the flesh and the fat, and you'll see that the brain is well in between the eyes and a little below the top of their level. So if you shoot right between the eyes, and the bear has its nose pointed at you.
Right.
That bullet is very likely to glance off the top of the skull, which is at a very slight angle there. So if the bear's head is pointing right at you, you want to shoot up the nose. And then at other angles, you have to consider it in three dimensions. Look at it from the side, from the front, from different ways that bear is turning, so that when you are aiming at that bear, you're thinking three-dimensionally how to reach the brain. And
exactly.
That's what you want to do. If that bear has a hold of your leg or your arm and is chewing on you, you want to hit the brain. You don't want to miss it.
Now, that guy, the bear, was they had to saw the bear's head off of his leg.
Right.
To get him
right.
Now, did he had a Glock 20, right? He had a Glock 10 millimeter?
Yes, he did. Bridger Petrini in New Mexico is who you're talking about. And he shot the bear a number of times in the body. And the whole fight, I think, probably lasted maybe 20 seconds. And at some point in there, I think it was the next to the last shot, he shoved his Glock 20 up against the bear's neck and pulled the trigger trying to hit the vertebrae, the spine, to shut
right.
it down. But he missed the spine, and because he was pushing the Glock against the bear's hide, he got some of the hide and fur got caught in between the guide rod and the slide, and the Glock did not cycle completely and go into full battery. It stayed slightly out of battery, and when he had a shot at the bear's brain, just probably less than a second or two later, he just got a click, instead of a fire. And so then he had to do a drill to cycle that live round out, and he was in sort of a fast mind mode. I think they call it tachypsychia.
Yeah.
And so he actually saw the round come out, the live round come out in slow motion. A fraction of a second later, he fired again at the bear's skull and killed the bear instantly with that shot.
So, okay. Yeah, that one, that was a shocking thing. Now, dude was okay, right? Even though the bear had to, was clamped onto his leg and they had to saw the, literally saw the bear's head off to get the
right
bear to let go of the leg.
They were on a pretty steep slope with
right.
Boulders and brush, and the bear knocked him off of this little ledge they were on, and they went tumbling down this slope, and the bear was trying to rip his calf muscle off when he killed it. And so the bear was kind of upright, and he was struggling with it, and then they went tumbling and rolling a bit further down the slope, and the bear's teeth were engaged in his calf muscle as such that they were all locked together, and five men could not untangle him until they cut the bear's head off.
Cool.
So it was a very dicey situation.
I can imagine.
Now, the other 10-millimeter save, well, there's two more. There's one I haven't published yet.
Okay.
Was up in
Alaska. We got 1.5 minutes left. Can you tell one of these in 1.5 minutes? We can talk about the next one after we come back from break.
Yeah, I'll tell the one that that's been published. It was up on the Kenai Peninsula, and the fellow there went hiking up a creek on the peninsula, and he came across three grizzlies, a sow and two cubs. And the cubs went running, and they were about 30 yards away, and the sow came running at him, full tilt, charging, and he made the decision, I'm going to have to kill her. He didn't want to kill a bear. And as the bear is coming at him full tilt, he fired, I think, three or four shots with his Glock 20, and he carried it with a chamber empty, which I think is a mistake. But he says that's the way he's going to do it, and he worked the slide and chambered around as it came at him, fired three shots and possibly a fourth. But he hit the bear three times, and the last time he's backing away as the bear is coming at him, and he fell backwards, and his foot came up, I think, instinctively to try to block the bear, and he shot the middle digit, the last segment of the middle digit of his left foot, the middle toe, off as he shot the bear for the last time, and the bear dropped. Well, as he fell down, the sunglasses came off the top of his head, and when they did the inspection to see to try to determine if he'd legitimately shot the bear, they said the bear fell within 2 feet of his sunglasses. So
that's
he was firing rapidly with his 10-millimeter as the bear came at him, and he had either three or four shots that he managed to fire. Hit the bear with three.
Okay. You hang on right there. We'll be right back. We'll keep talking about this, about the grizzly gun. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump presented retired Marine Sergeant Major John Canley with the Medal of Honor. Canley served in Vietnam 50 years ago, and his actions helped save the lives of his teammates.
John's friend, Pat Fraley, was struck by a rocket explosion and was about to be run over by a tank when John charged through enemy fire and carried him back to safety.
Outgoing Speaker of the House Paul Ryan today expressed concerns regarding politics on both sides of the aisle. He joined CBS this morning.
I worry about tribal identity politics becoming the new norm of how politics is waged. As conservatives, we always thought this was sort of a left-wing Alinsky thing. Unfortunately, the right practices identity politics now as well.
The Honduran government called on 2,000 immigrants Tuesday to give up their trek to the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Indeed. Burnoutmugs.com. I highly endorse them. I'm going to see about getting you one for your blinds there, Dean. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Talking about hunting bears. What was the other 10-millimeter story you wanted to tell, the one that hasn't
been published? Well, let me add just a little bit. The one on the Kenai Peninsula,
sure,
was Kim Woodman, and I had the good fortune to be able to interview him about it. And, you know, so I got the good details on it. This last one I haven't been able to contact anybody on, and it was actually with people in a canoe, I believe, encountered some bears along a creek, and they fired the 10-millimeter into the water, so they never actually had to shoot the bears, and the grizzly took off after it had threatened them. So that was, it's a save with a pistol, but they didn't actually have to kill the bear or actually shoot.
Right. Well, can a bear get to you when you're in the water?
Oh, sure. Absolutely they can. They're good swimmers.
Yeah.
The only thing is,
I mean,
the water tends to slow them down a little bit, and that's,
right,
of course, to your advantage.
Well, I just didn't know, I have read where tigers will attack people on certain waterways, so I didn't know how good any of these animals would be in the water. So
I think if a bear wanted to get at you and you were in water in a watercraft, they would come at you anyway. But it would give you enough time because they're much slower in the water than they are on the land. I mean, a fast bear in the water probably is going 6 or 7 miles per hour. On the land, he's going about 40 miles an hour. So it gives you a lot more chance. And, of course, it's just harder for them when they don't have any solid footing to really get at you. But I'm sure that if a bear wanted you and you were in water, he'd still come out after you.
So you said something about the Kenai Peninsula. I was looking. There's one gunfight. There's one holster company called Gunfighters Inc. that makes the Kenai holster. Have you seen that one? Do you have any idea of those?
I can't say that I can comment on it one way or another because I haven't really any experience with it. But it's obviously designed. If it says Kenai holster, is probably designed for bear defense or with that in mind.
It's a chest holster. It's a polymer chest holster. It looks like it would work pretty good. They make one that's ready to ship right now with Kydex. It's Kydex, so they make one for the Glock 20. They got it in stock. Although all their holsters are $150. So I mean,
yeah, the thing I would ask them is, has it been tested in cold weather? You would hope it would be. I would think Kydex would be all right in cold weather, but that's the thing I'd be interested in.
Now that's interesting. Is leather a better proposition for cold weather?
I like a proper material that's a modern design that's impervious to wet. I carried guns in leather holsters a fair amount, but I ended up one of my favorite holsters now is from Israel, the Phobos holsters. They make them for a wide variety of different firearms and in different configurations. And I've carried one a lot for many years, and they last a long time. They just seem to last better than leather. And so I actually do like the Kydex or other composite materials that more than leather, but you do get wear. You know, if you're going to carry a gun around in a holster consistently for a fair amount of time, you're going to get finish wear on it. The only way to avoid that is with something like a stainless steel or something that where the finish goes all the way through.
Well, that part of it I don't care about. You're talking about the wear marks on the gun?
That's right. But a lot of people do care about it. But for me, if I carry a gun all the time, I expect it to show some wear.
Yeah, well, I kind of sort of think that gives it a little bit of character. I would rather go into a house that looks like it's being lived in than one that looks like it's been staged, for example. So I like the used look. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and I, for that reason, I like to buy firearms that I like to buy used firearms. I mean, for one thing, I know enough about firearms that I can check the function and make sure that they're in workable condition.
Right.
If a firearm has some wear on it and it appears in good condition for, the action, for mechanically, I have no problem with buying it. I buy guns to use, not to just, show off in a case somewhere.
Right. What is your, do you have like an extensive revolver collection or do you like lever action rifles? Is there a specific type of gun that you like that, you have a few of?
I'll tell you that I've come to like composite stocks and stainless steel for hunting rifles. I have quite a few revolvers, and I'm not carrying them quite as often as I used to. I tend to carry the Glock most of the time, but I have a Model 337 Smith & Wesson scandium and titanium five-shot revolver that I've carried when I wanted something real light and compact and concealable. My tendency is toward things with tough finishes and lightweight for carry guns.
Right.
But I've got a Red Hawk that's pretty hefty and in 44 mag and a few other revolvers. It's not that I don't like revolvers. But, it's hard to beat modern semi-automatics with their high capacity and high power.
Of the modern semi-automatic, now everybody gets out there, and I mean, I'm not a big fan of Gaston Glock personally. He makes a very nice gun, though. But his
gun, the Smith & Wesson of the 2000s.
Yeah.
You know, it's a, of this millennia, I mean, last millennia, Smith & Wesson came along with their, essentially Model 10, around the turn of the century and the 38 special cartridge, and it became the standard by which everything else was measured for revolvers. And it became the police standard in the U.S. for many decades, up until certainly into, well, into the 1970s, if not the 80s.
Right.
But Glock has become the standard with, I would say, their Model 19s and 17 has become the standard for semi-automatic pistols for the next millennia, and actually starting in the middle to late 1980s.
Yeah.
And they are the standard by which everything else is measured. Now, there are many other... Many of their competitors have come up with excellent pistols. I think there's a lot of really good pistols out there now. So I
before we start talking about those, let's flip over into the next break if we can. But I want to get your opinion on those. I am currently running a Glock clone or Glock clones. I don't know if you've ever run. Have you had a gun made out of a polymer 80 lower yet?
I have not.
The grip angle's straighter. It's a straighter grip angle, but it has all of Glock's strengths and none of its weaknesses. it's pretty nice. It's sort of like a blade, the Daywalker. So, I've got one company that is, Ace Firearms, and they make a few guns that are, they look like custom guns, but they don't cost what a custom gun would cost. But we'll talk about those.
We live in an era of mass produced customization.
Yep. Yeah, we do. So, Dean Weingarten, his stuff, you can find his stuff, over 1,000 articles at ammoland.com. And I guess he wasn't happy with that, because if you go to truthaboutguns.com, over 1,000 articles at truthaboutguns.com. And nobody writes about a wider range of things in the gun world than Dean. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the tax support group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought out to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at Burnout Mugs.
Oh, yeah. Check them out, burnoutmugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and now, Dean, you are free and clear to navigate. What were you going to tell us about the fine alternatives to Glock?
Oh, well, I was saying that, Sig Sauer makes some excellent pistols, and I really shouldn't. HK makes good ones. There's many good ones out there. The Smith & Wesson. Makes an excellent pistol. I've heard even good things about the Taurus 24/7, though it hasn't caught on as much. And I really shouldn't do this because I'm going to leave somebody out, and then I'll get in trouble. So there's many excellent pistols out there, and the patents, I believe, on Glock have all run out.
Right.
So people don't have to worry about it anymore. And there's just a lot of pistols that use many of the features that were really put together in a package by Glock. You can't say all of the features or even most of them weren't used in a pistol before or after. Many of the features were found on other pistols. In fact, the point I make often is that the Glock is really just an updated John Moses Browning design.
Right.
Updated with modern materials and machining methods. Go ahead.
What did you think about the Army's choice with the Sig P320 / the M1?
Seems like an excellent choice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's adaptable to many different situations. You can change the calibers. You can change the size of the grip. You can change the size of the slide and barrel. I mean, you can make it into just about anything you want. So, really, I think it was probably an excellent choice. As I said, there's just many really good pistols out there. And what I urge people to do is to try them. Go to the range. Go to your gun club. tri-pistols that somebody has there, or rent them at a range, and see what fits you. It's very personal. A pistol is a very personal weapon. And what fits somebody perfectly, and which they find just marvelous and just naturally points right where they want it to, somebody else will absolutely detest. I know people who detest the 1911 type pistols,
right.
And I know people who absolutely love them. So it's a very personal thing, and you need to check out different kinds and find what works for you.
What did you make of the whole brouhaha with that SIG pistol when they figured out that if you drop it on the back and you hit it in just exactly the right spot, which I don't know what the odds are of that. I believe that was, I referred to that as the 64 millionth possible axis if you drop that.
I consider that to be growing pains. You know, that it's a ring out of finding errors that you only find out when you have many thousands of people working with something. And the Glock had some things that they had to overcome too. They changed their magazine design a bit to put a steel liner in it so that it wouldn't bulge a little bit. And almost every pistol design from John Moses Browning on up has little bugs, to use a modern computer term, that they find out about and then they change. And it's just part of perfecting the design, so I'm not too worried about it.
When they're testing a pistol, I'm going to presume that there's like an industry standard set of tests they go through, and then it's not till it really hits the real world that it is revealed the other issues they may be having. Except now in this modern internet age, like with Glock, you know, I'm sure Glock went through I don't know how many recalls, probably 5 or 6, wouldn't you guess?
Yeah, I think it's around that.
Yeah, so that never made that much of a splash, even though it's probably as big as the SIG P321. But then when the SIG P321 happened, it seemed like everybody on the gun side of the blogosphere got out there and they were like, this gun is flawed.
but we find these things and we correct them. You know, I was reading it. You know, some of the history of ammunition making. Well, and they found out things too. You know, at real cold temperatures, they had to alter make sure that the primer mix and the powders they had were compatible. But they didn't find that out until they shot a lot of ammunition at real cold temperatures, you know. So there are things that you only find out with extensive experience. And no matter how extensive you try to make your testing regime, you cannot duplicate the experience of hundreds of thousands of users over years, not unless you want to break the bank. So that's how it works.
Well, I mean, I just look at that and I just wonder why so many people want to find something wrong with something and then come out and go, aha!
It's human nature. Yeah. It's human nature. People think that they can make a difference, and I don't think it's all bad. I think it's a good thing for people to be critical and to try to reach perfection. But you know, I would like people to try to get in the shoes, as it were, of the people who are developing a product or who are testing it, and realize that there's a tremendous amount of effort that goes into developing a product and testing it and bringing it to market, and then finding flaws and perfecting it for military use. These things are not just designed one time on a drawing board by a genius and without ever being improved. And
right.
It takes time and effort to do that.
I'm very, as far as an out-of-the-box gun, I'm very impressed with the SIG, or not the SIG, the CZP-10C. What do you think of it?
Oh, I have no personal experience with it,
okay.
So I can't tell you that.
Okay, well, maybe we need to get
you
some. I don't know.
Of it, it's probably an excellent gun.
Well, it's the grip angle is a little bit better. The trigger coming out of the box is like a custom trigger. You know, it's the short reset,
that's
the short
nice.
Break.
Triggers are, you know, very critical. A good trigger will make up for a lot of small errors.
Where the Glock sort of ends right when it's hitting your hand, this one comes back a little bit further, so you're not going to get the slide bite or anything. Yeah.
And Glock triggers are one of the, I don't consider them terrible, But compared to like a good single action trigger on a 1911, they're not up to that standard.
See, that's my problem. That's my problem. Nighthawk is a sponsor, and I have a Nighthawk. I have a Falcon, and I have that Nighthawk single action trigger, which is just,
Yeah, well, I shot a lot of pistol competition, and having a really good target trigger, well, they're not Glock triggers, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
They're much better. But it's what's the pistol designed for. The guns I shot in competition are designed for shooting at targets, where you have plenty of safety, you don't have anybody shooting back at you, they were not IPSC guns generally. The IPSC guns had to have a little bit more trigger on them, because you're moving around and jumping and, you might fall or trip, and you don't want the gun to go off accidentally. So, super target guns can afford to have their triggers a little lighter and easier to go off than one that's designed for combat or hunting or carrying around loaded.
Yeah. Although one thing I wish that CZ would make, simply because I wasn't into guns at the time when it came out, but I want CZ to make a 10. Because I really wish I had had a chance to own a brand 10.
Well, 10 is a great cartridge. It's right up there with the 357 Magnum for power. And
right.
If you really push the loading, you can get even a little bit more out of it. Some people claim that it'll compete with the 41 Magnum. I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it gets pretty close.
Right.
So, that 10 millimeter is not a wimpy cartridge at all.
Right.
And I think in the semi-auto versions where the bore of the pistol is closer to the grip, so it doesn't give as much moment arm for muzzle flip, it's a little easier to control than say a 357 Magnum, where almost all revolvers have a greater moment arm to create greater muzzle flip than the semi-autos do.
Well, we're running out of time, Dean. Next week, maybe we could cover some politics. It's my fault we didn't. So, thank you. It's my fault though. My fault. But we'll do some other stuff.
It's an important time.
Yeah.
Good time to cover politics.
There you go. We'll get on that next week. Dean Weingarten. Find him at truthaboutguns.com, ammoland.com. Back tomorrow. Never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.